This podcast is part of the Frederick Podcast Network. Learn more at listenfrederick.com.
Beers in the Lot is partnered with the Hockey Podcast Network.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Beers in the Lot. Before we get going, let me just remind you about our shop at beersinthelot.com/shop. That's where you can get the t-shirts and other merchandise with Beers in the Lot logos on it. Also, check out beersinthelot.com for anything else you might be curious about this podcast. And be sure to join the Discord at beersinthelot.com/discord. So, for episode 191, Riggs and John and I talked about the Old Fat Bald Guys Hockey League championship game that we played on Sunday and the victors of that tilt. We talked a little bit about some goings-on in the NHL, like the East Coast playoff race. And then we finished up talking about the Old Fat Bald Guys summer tournament that's coming up this summer and how much fun we always have with it. So let's get to it. Here we go.
Aaron, what do you have this evening, sir?
Tonight, out of New England, I have Samuel Adams Breakaway Blonde Ale.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that like a spring?
It's a seasonal. Yeah, I think that it actually was like from a month ago, seasonal. But it's fine.
Check the expiration date. It could have been last year's spring.
It does say on the side that freshness matters.
It does.
It says to enjoy before the month notched, and it's notched on June. So I'm good. Good.
They removed the year.
Yeah, intriguing. Doesn't say the year though. What do you have tonight, John?
I have a High Noon vodka and soda. I have the kiwi flavor. I have no beer in the house, so it was either this or
blasphemy.
The hard stuff. I don't know about blasphemy. I mean, it's still got tons
beers
of liquor
in the lot. You have no beers,
dude. It's 2024. We could do whatever we want. We make up the rules, dude. Come on.
Yeah, it's 2024. You should have beer. We're not in a third world country.
Whoa, easy there. I mean,
it's available around the corner.
That's cold.
I know there's still alcohol. There's a place with beer like around the corner from you.
There's like three places, kind of. Yeah. Well, depending on how far I want to drive. I have made the joke because the one gas station, I have three little gas stations in my little town that I'm mayor of, and the one has beer. And I was joking in the summer that I should just like full on in my cutoff shirt and my swim trunks just walk down there and just walk back with like a bunch of Modelo or something, or get one of those beach cruisers and just put the six pack in the little basket and just drive back. That'd be so cool.
Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett. Yeah. With my baseball bat.
With a baseball
bat in the boom box. Just blaring Jimmy Buffett. Just blare Volcano. That's the best Jimmy Buffett song for me. I love Volcano.
We'll talk about this in a second.
Yeah, we can. Yeah. Riggs, what are you drinking this evening?
I have from Trogues in Hershey, Pennsylvania, a Graffiti Highway. It's excellent. Very good.
Nice.
Very good. Volcano is very good. It's not the best song.
That's my favorite, though. So what's your favorite Jimmy Buffett? As we enter springtime, I mean, what is your favorite JB song?
I think it's Fins.
Oh, that's a good one.
I go back and forth between Fins and Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Cheeseburger's mine. Yeah.
Cheeseburger's yours?
Yeah, Cheeseburger's mine.
Yeah.
I will admit I haven't studied the deep catalog. I'm unaware of.
I celebrate Fins his entire catalog. So. Yeah.
I was actually listening to some Jimmy today, earlier today.
I had some JB on too.
In the home office.
Yeah.
I opened the house up because it was, you know, 70 whatever.
70 degrees, yep.
Degrees today. So I opened the house up, put some JB on, and did some work.
Yeah. And we made it through the eclipse. Rats.
Yep. Yeah.
I was really upset about it. Man, I'm so mad.
All the theories of what was going to happen. The New Madrid fault was going to open up or something. Who knows?
I saw something like someone said something would be like Pacific Rim, like those creatures would arise from the ocean and shit. You know, I was like, please, nothing will make me happier at this moment in time. Like, please. But actually, my wife, because I work from home today, there was like a car fire right by our exit. There was like a massive car fire, so you could smell like burning rubber and shit.
It was a truck, wasn't it? It was a tractor trailer on 70, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was a tractor trailer or something caught on fire on the way. Yeah.
Somebody was having a bad day.
Or maybe it was the eclipse. Something happened. Maybe I don't know. The
eclipse. Maybe he stared at the sun when he should have been driving.
Yeah. Gosh. That's what I heard that boat captain was doing a few weeks ago. Staring at the sun. He's being an island boy, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
It's off the rails Monday, I guess.
Yeah, we're off the rails. Whatever.
But anyway, Aaron, what's new? Tell me something.
Well, we crowned a new Old Fat Bald Guys Hockey League champion last night. Well, we crowned two on this podcast, actually. You two. So congrats to you guys, winners of the season 693 Old Fat Bald Guys championship game. Way to go. It was decided in a shootout. It was a close game. Close
Boo.
Game. Yeah, terrible. It's decided in a shootout, but you know. But you can't, nobody cares, really cares that much. So it's like, all right, just get this over with.
No.
We
one
tried
cares.
Tried playing 3-15s. And five extra, 5-on-5. All right, we're done. Let's go out and drink. Somebody just flip a coin and let's go out and drink.
I made the joke years ago because we went like we had a championship game and it went like 8 rounds in the shootout. Like the goalies had no chance. It was like 7-8 was the final in the shootout. It was kind of funny. And I made the joke. I was like, next time, just put a plastic table at center ice and get your top five drinkers and either do chug. Flip cup or like chug like they did in beer fest. That's how you do it. Just go like, yeah, I'll get an anchor and a starter and that's how you do it and just go. Yeah. I haven't done that yet, but maybe one day that'll get into the rule book.
Get an official rule change. Yeah.
That'd be so awesome.
Well, the rule book doesn't really matter anyway, because as was evidenced in last Good night's point. Game, the Good rules point. Were completely oh, irrelevant.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So
Billy Robinson has been on the podcast before.
Yes, so he has. Can, he's,
so yeah.
but he Father is. Father of the Year award.
He's, yeah. He, well, not in the last couple of years, but. But
some strong have, candidates come up. He recently, does have yeah.
The yeah, he does have the shirts from like the mid, you know, 2010s. So that's good. But he's also he's widely known as the best official Absolutely. in All Fat Bald Guys hockey.
Hands
he
down.
Is. He
Hands
is. Down. Last night he had a rough night. He had a rough night.
Yep. There are a couple of interesting calls.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know.
Phantom trips. player transitioning to backward skating during the shootout.
In a shootout. Deciding goal being scored while he literally has to skate like backwards around the goalie.
Rough night.
Rough night. Rough night. I joked with you, Riggs, after I got called for a penalty on a trip call that there was zero tripping involved. And I joked with Riggs at the next faceoff. I said, next time that guy skates in front of me, I'm just going to throw my stick out of the rink. It'll be the only way to be sure that I don't get penalized right. with a stick infraction.
But, actually, the best is Eric. Yeah. I remember when you took that penalty, Eric and I were yelling at Billy. We're like, Billy, I heard him make fun of your mother. Dime him up. Like, get him out of here.
Yeah, we're like, tee him up.
We're like, get him out.
Get
here.
Him out.
Yeah. I heard a couple of people were like, give him another. Give him a sportsman like.
Yeah, really. Like, he's arguing. He was arguing, Billy. He's calling you some not nice things. He's using words at USA Hockey bans.
I told him, I said, you're going to kick yourself if you watch that on Live Barn.
Yeah. Hey, man. But,
After me and Riggs were talking on the face off, he came over and was like, yeah, it's fine. People make mistakes. It's fine. Like, I think he even admitted, he's like, yeah, maybe I didn't really see a trip and, you know, whatever. But
yeah, then I reminded him that he didn't really see one on our guy earlier in the game, the other phantom trip in the game. And then he skated away.
Yeah, it was a makeup call.
That's what I told him. I said it was probably a makeup call.
Well, I don't know if we want to say that it's a straight, you know, Tim Peel situation, getting caught on the hot mic with a makeup call. I don't condone that. Not in our league. We have integrity. What? Yeah, what, exactly. What? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. In the end, doesn't matter. You guys won. Congrats. Enjoy your sweatshirt. Which... Eric, is that the sweatshirt?
Eric's wearing it.
Yeah, I have it.
Oh, all right.
It's actually, I like it. I like this style. It's it has like the fleece on the inside, right? Mm-hmm. But it's thin. So it was perfect for today. Shorts and hoodie day. Like, it was perfect.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll be able to buy one for $10 at the tournament. Anyway.
That's right. You will. And then all the money will go to charity. So that'll be good.
That's right.
Being another guy, because we were handing them out and we had a few left over, and I made the joke. I was like, in the summer tournament, for $15, you too can become a champion of this season. Just donate your money then. But yeah, it's over, and yeah, it was a good season all in all. So
it was a good season. Yeah.
Season starts again next week. Yoo-hoo.
Yeah, we'll play again.
I'm more excited because it's going to be a spectacular sports weekend ahead.
Oh my goodness.
Like, balls of the wall sports. Already.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Lots we got going on.
NHL season rapidly approaching the end. We have Masters. We have Frozen Four. Take your pick, really, this weekend.
Oh.
And baseball's in full swing. Every team has had their home opener. You're starting to see some teams rise to the top. You know, like the Bucks, 8-2. Yeah. I mean, come on. Like, like I said, April's. Wait till the end of April when we crown the champion. It'll be great. Do a big fucking parade down at the point in Pittsburgh if it's not flooded still.
If it's not,
but yeah.
Yeah, that stuff is crazy. Yeah.
Oh, all the flood and shit. Yeah, dude. But Pens tried to make an attempt to get in the playoffs tonight, and they lost in OT. Thank God. We need that to happen more.
Still got a point, though.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of NHL shit, like, Riggs, what's going on? Uncle Ted can't close the curtains?
Oh, like, Basal is getting blinded? That's been a problem for years. Are you kidding?
I remember years ago it happened, but I don't remember in recent memory. It was that bad.
That's been a problem for years where, you know, the ushers forget to close the curtains. On the side of the building where the sun can get in during afternoon games. That's been a problem for years and years.
That sounds like a bit of gamesmanship to me. I find it odd.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I think Uncle Ted's greasing palms.
I don't think so.
For the uninitiated, this is talking about during the Ottawa game. Corposalo literally had the sun in his face in an indoor building in Capital One Arena.
Well, and it's afternoon. I mean,
it's an afternoon game. It was a 6 o'clock game. That side of building faces west. Yeah. And the sun comes in when the curtains aren't closed. Yeah. Right. I'm sure there's nothing malicious about it. It's just.
That's gone on. That's gone on forever. Like, it happens when the Wizards play. Like, sometimes they forget to close the thing, and then whatever. It goes on all the time. So
they got to, like, get a big square and tent the window just in that little square where it can come through.
Yeah. You know, it'd be cool if they get one of those, like, really bad tent, like at AutoZone or something, like the sheets, and it bubbles. Just put it on the thing. It'd be really bad, but funny at the same time. Just a really bad tent.
No, but they stopped play, and, you know, they told them to close it, and they closed it, and then Ottawa won. So whatever, it doesn't matter. It was good.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Ovi didn't score, which sucked, but you know, Caps lost, so that was good. And we can move on.
Well, you bring up Ottawa. Like, I want to touch on that Brady Tkachuk incident where he sure kind of just laid the puck in the empty net, like didn't shoot it or anything. And Tkachuk went bananas. He was like, this is ridiculous, blah, blah, blah.
As but he should have. No. On its own merit.
That's what he should have. If that was a, so yeah. As you said, and thank you for qualifying that, if it was an isolated incident,
right,
I see the point.
Right.
But when the Ridley Gregg thing happened and he took that clapper from inside the hash marks, which is still funny to me.
Which I think it's awesome still.
Like, I think it's funny as hell. I fully agree. And also Team USA.
The reaction was also appropriate. I think we could agree that it was funny as hell, but the reaction was appropriate.
From Morgan Riley, yes. But my issue was Brady Tkachuk.
Reaction would have been appropriate. Morgan Riley's reaction was borderline.
Right. It was a little bit much.
It came off a little too hot.
All reaction would have been appropriate. Right.
I mean, he could have just grabbed him instead of like cross-checking him in the head.
Yes. In the jaw. No, yeah.
That is not okay.
We don't like violence.
Reaction is good.
We're not condoning violence.
Yes.
But what I found funny was Brady Tkachuk, like the day that Ridley goal happened, he just was like, oh, I think it's hilarious, it's funny as hell, blah blah blah. And I'm like, dude, like, you can't, like, especially because that team is the, you know, Jersey, like, for their issues, I mean, if they had a goaltender, they would be totally fine in the playoffs. They have the guns to score. Goaltending this year has been abysmal in Jersey, just very poor, and now they're pretty much out of the race because of it. So they have to live with an off season of a lot of what ifs.
But the thing about that game too was there was a lot of other stuff going on in that game.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Tkachuk was credited with 16 hits on his own
in that game, nuts.
Which is insane, right? So it was a very physical game. There was a lot going on. I'm sure there was a lot being said. So I think, like, emotions, you know, hockey's an emotional game. I think emotions were very high and very hot. So, you know.
I agree. I mean, I guess it's just funny because, like, I laugh kind of like, it is true, like, you can be the villain and the hero kind of, you know, within a span of a few weeks, essentially, you know, like him, where he was a villain early. Now he's being looked at as the hero, and I'm sure.
But that's the player that he is, right?
Definitely.
Like him and his brother. That's who they are. They're those players that they can kind of take over a game in multiple ways. They can do it by creating offense and, you know, the more traditional way of taking over a game, or they could do it with their physical play and their mouths
rats.
And their, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And they could stick up for themselves and their teammates and like all that kind of stuff. So that's why, you know, whenever we talk about the Tkachuks, we always end up talking about, oh, the Olympics and Team USA, because if you have both of them on that Team USA squad, which you will, they can play those different roles depending on what the situation warrants. And that makes it exciting.
Well, I think too, with both of those kids, which is nice to see, like traditionally, like it's kind of the modern NHL, like, and I kind of lump like a guy like Marchand into it some extent. Like he's the only one that comes right off my head when I think about it, like offensively talented, can play it multiple different ways. You want to play run and gun, you're fine. You want to shut it down and play 1-0 type games, you're fine. You want to set the tone or kind of change momentum. Like those are guys that are going to do it every single time, whatever you ask. So I kind of think like, you know, big game hypothetically with Team USA, like throw those two out there with, I mean, I'm trying to think of another Team USA guy that would, you know, kind of, there's no real one we really have that could like kind of match that energy on the same line. But like, I can't really think of anybody like who kind of like would, but with those guys, like I feel like those two can almost play like a facilitator. Like, hey, you go to this spot, we'll get you the puck. we'll do the work, we'll run around right. and bang bodies. But like, I'm just thinking, like, imagine those two going over the boards late in the game.
You know what? Like Austin Matthews, right? He scored his 65th tonight. Okay. He's been playing regularly on a line with Max Domi and Tyler Patuzzi, right? Who are two guys, very good on the wall, can kind of mix it up a little bit. They still have some offensive skill, right? Like maybe on Team USA, you put Matthews in the middle of the Tkachuks. Now, like, I don't know how it works position wise, but, and, you know, handedness on the left or right side and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, if the situation that you're talking about comes up and that's what you want to do, you know, put Matthews in the middle of those two and see what happens.
That'd be frightening. Just like that would, I'm like, yeah. I'm just thinking that, like, that's not, I mean, because Matthews is now a perennial 40 plus goal scorer with like ease. It's not even a problem. Like early Ovechkin, just mark it. It's done. And then you got Matt, who's like a 2-time 100-point scorer. And then Brady, who, like, I think Brady offensively could get to there. I think, like, Matt has had the luxury of playing with a little better player so far.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be so sick. I'm just thinking in my head, I'm like, man, what a bunch of menaces running out on the ice.
Right? Menaces.
There, or you know who? You know who could play up the middle on that? He's a little older, but he has snarl. JT Miller.
That would be a good line.
Right there. Very frightening line.
Yeah, that would be a good line.
Because those guys are hacking wrists and like cup shotting you all day. All three of those guys would. Guarantee it. They would cup shot dudes left and right. Oh man. Ooh. I like that. I like that a lot, actually. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. Fine. We're getting ahead of ourselves. So,
time out for just a second while we hear about our sponsors. We'll be right back. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. That's 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved. Pure Hockey has the best hockey equipment, accessories, and apparel on the market to take your game to the next level. Maybe it's time to ditch that old stick and start the year with a fresh twig. Maybe it's time to refresh your NHL wardrobe for the race to the playoffs. Pure Hockey has it all. Whether it's training aids, the latest sticks and skates, or your favorite team's gear, get your hockey shopping done at Pure Hockey and use our affiliate link at beersinthelot.com/purehockey.
Riggs, what are your Frozen Four picks? I'm curious about this from you.
Well, my bracket's not so great. I got BC and BU obviously right in my bracket, and I got Denver right, but I completely screwed up the Michigan versus Nodak bracket. So I don't have Michigan, but I did have on my bracket when I filled it out 2 weeks ago, BC and BU advancing to the championship game, and I have BC winning. And I don't really like that because I'm not a BC guy. I've always kind of liked BU, plus my dog is a Boston Terrier. So
there you go.
We've told the story before, but the stipulation for getting that dog was that his name could be Jack Parker, winning his, you know, coach in BU history. So that's that story. But So I'd rather pick BU in that situation, but I can't. Definitely BC with their star-studded lineup.
Yeah.
Ryan Leonard and Will Smith and Cutter Gauthier.
I know.
The Malone kid on D and like all these guys. Like it's
I have a feeling wild. I don't know why. Like I'm either going Michigan because I said they were like paper tigers weeks ago and it's just like looking bad that I said it. Even though they're like a good program and they have some talent. Yeah. Absolutely.
No, they're good. That's a very good team.
I like BU because I like Hudson and Celebrini. Like
yeah, but the problem
the
with
thing.
The problem with BU is they don't like they don't have a third or fourth line that's gonna come out and kill you like BC does. BC has four lines that are gonna come out and they're gonna score. Like that's you know. So the issue with BC might be in the blue paint. But they've made it this far, so.
All right, let's go down the leaderboard. Master's pick. Aaron, start. Go.
I'm going to name a golfer I know. Tiger Woods.
You're going La Tigra? Okay.
I don't fucking know anything about golf.
Actually, I think he's like, I forget his odds, but it's like his...
Oh, he's actually still playing. I actually thought he was playing.
No, he's playing.
No, he's playing.
Right. Well, yeah,
he's playing this weekend.
Go Tiger.
Go Tiger. Go Tiger.
Go Tiger.
Yeah. If anyone could, it'd be Tiger.
Oh, there's a guy you don't like. You don't like who is it? Bryson? Is that the guy you don't like?
Yeah, Bryson DeChambeau.
Bryson Rochambeau.
Yeah, he's a dingling, man. I don't like him.
All right.
I don't think he's even... Is he playing this year?
Yeah, he's playing because he's still on his...
he's on his...
U.S. Open exemption. So, those live guys are out of, like, the world rankings, but...
There he is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this.
I was just looking at the list.
I'll tell you this, that I'm certainly not going to be watching any golf. I'm one of those that doesn't do that.
I'll be flipping all over the channels.
I'm like
Masters, whatever NHL game is on. If it's Saturday when the NCAA championship comes on, I'll be flipping back and forth. Like it'll be, the remote will need new batteries by Monday.
And Aaron, I'm trying to find.
Oh, by the way, it's Rory. It's going to win. So,
you think Rory's going to win?
Yeah.
Hear the roars.
I think he's coming in hot.
All right, Aaron, if you place Tiger to outright win plus 15,000.
Whoa.
Is that really good odds?
Is that DraftKings?
That's odds? Our partners, DraftKings. Yes, sir.
DraftKings?
The only legal sports book I choose.
BeersInTheLot.com/DraftKings. Use code THPN for exclusive offers.
There you go.
So I think
you can get bonus bets or something, right? Like,
yeah,
I can put
correct.
You put $5 in, you get $150 worth of bonus bets. Like,
hey, I can put $155 on Tiger to win, and then it could be Beers in the Yacht.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I think if you're looking for value, Ludvig Åberg plus 2,800.
Åberg.
Åberg. Well, I've heard it both ways. That's a thing.
It's
Åberg, Åberg. Yeah. The Swede. Oberg. Big Swede.
He played really well at the Valero Open.
He's been trending for a while.
Yeah.
And then the other one for me, and this is kind of like a, I wouldn't call it a Hail Mary, just more like, I got good vibes around the dude. I would say probably like going down the leaderboard here. Yeah, they all kind of suck. So maybe you just go Big Shane Lowry at plus 6,000.
Oh,
that'd be awesome. Yeah, Big Shane.
Nah, it's Rory. Rory's gonna win.
I hope so. It's been 10 years since he won a major.
The other Irishman.
Yeah. We were kind of joking about that last night. Instead of doing like anything in the summer anymore, we're just going to do a 3-day Ryder Cup style event, but it's going to be based on
no more
our heritage. Yeah, it's
no
based on our heritage.
Just golf.
Just golf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just golf. We're going to have a blast.
3 days of golf, Ryder Cup style.
And we don't need matching outfits or any of that nonsense.
Whatever nationality that you identify with, you're on that team.
Yes. Yes.
You don't even have to like prove your lineage. Just
no.
Whoever
no,
you
yeah,
it
yeah.
doesn't matter. Whoever like, you identify yeah. as. Yeah, it's 2024. Yeah. Identify as whatever you want.
That would be a blast, though. Honestly,
that
we have so much fun at the golf tournaments.
Oh, like, I know. Yeah,
equally as even has to be as much as we have at the actual hockey part.
that day is, and it's a whirlwind of fun. Yeah.
Yep, it's just so much that happens.
There's so much going on. There's the golf and the music. And they usually have some sort of contest holes, you know, obviously, yep. you know, mm-hmm. close to the pin, whatever. But then there's like, you know, you have to take a shot with a hockey stick and see if you can hit a cardboard cutout of Ovi or, you know, whatever. Like, you know, there's all kinds of shit going on. And then there's
closest
you know,
to the future Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
What was the one you had to take a shot from an airplane bottle and then use that empty airplane bottle as your tee?
As your tee. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is great. I love that.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
It's. I think one day we have to do like John Daly tee shots. You have to be barefoot and no shirt and just rip it off a Bud Diesel can. Like do that. Yeah. Like that'd be sick. But last year it was so much fun because we had that. Then we went to play hockey. And then did we hang out? I can't remember on Friday.
We went to your house after hockey.
Oh, you're right. We did.
Yeah.
And we had the early game. So we got done super early. We were done at like 7.
Yeah.
And I just was like, bye everyone, see you in 30 minutes. And everyone's like, Johnny, where are you going? I'm like, oh, I'm going back to my house. Like it's Friday.
Yeah.
We have plenty of time to do this later this weekend.
That's the other thing too, is that it's in July. So typically somebody who has a pool will say, after things are done, then come over to my place and let's chill in the pool. And that's exactly what we did.
That's the plan this year.
Yeah.
Do the exact damn thing.
Yeah.
We got really lucky too because the weather was good. It wasn't like it was July, but it wasn't like gross, humid, hot.
It wasn't the oppressively brutal 100% humidity, you know, 90 plus degrees, whatever. Like it was summer. It was just summer.
Summer. I can't function when it's like that. Like that Florida humidity. I combust. Like I just hate it.
It's awful.
I'd rather it be -2 every day. I'll deal with the cold all day.
I'm good with like
I need 80. The warm, but no, the humidity is just terrible.
Yes.
Like I you guys know I grew up in Arkansas. Oh my god, it was so terrible. Like towards August or so, it's like you don't even want to go to the pool because the pool is 100 degrees. And you get no relief in or out of the pool. It's terrible. Like public pools, outdoor pools anyway, like you'd go by them in August and they're just completely empty in the middle of the day on a weekend. Like nobody wants to get in the pool.
Well, do you think that's one reason terrible. Like so many people are crazy down there? Cause it's just so damn hot. Their brains are just like frying
boiled
like
off,
egg. Yes. Yeah. Hard boiled brains. Like it's like
absolutely.
So
having experienced it myself. Yes. That's 100% a contributing factor to the craziness of the South.
Yeah. The brains are just cooking in their skulls. It's horrible.
Yep. Can confirm.
Miserable. Now, could you do the Alaska thing? Like do the X amount of days of dark? Yeah. X amount of days of dark or sunlight or not you?
I tell you what. I spent a week in France, couple weeks in France around the summer solstice last year, and 2 years ago, I don't even remember,
It was awful. The sun goes down at like 11 o'clock and comes up at like 4 in the morning. It's insane. It's absolutely wild because the higher latitude. And then it's the opposite in winter. It's like the sun goes down at 3 p.m. and it comes up at like 9 or 10. That's wild to me. I don't know if I could do it. I don't think I could do the crazy daylight hours. That'd be a very like I could do the cold, no problem, because I'm not cold.
But yeah, we know you're a tough kid at the
daylight
bus stop.
Hours, I'm the tough kid at the bus stop. Yeah, the daylight hours though, I don't think I can do that. I don't know if I can handle it that way. They do all kinds of stuff for seasonal affective disorder and stuff like that. They have the little sunglasses that show lights down on your eyes to simulate like the day is brighter or something. Like they do all kinds of crazy stuff up there because it's the real deal. Hey, you're in the dark for weeks, months at a time, and yeah, that would get to you. That would absolutely get to me.
The funny thing is my one uncle was stationed up in Fairbanks, Alaska, so he went through that, and he said the first year I actually thought, he said he dealt with it totally fine when he was stationed up there, but what he found was more people went bonkers when it was more sunlight versus the nighttime. He actually thought it'd be flipped. Like he's like,
well, right, because it's harder to sleep. Right.
Correct. So it really throws off your rhythm. It
messes you up more than more light.
Yeah.
Or less that would make light, sense. Right. Like, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he went to, they had a, who was it? It was a minor league ball club affiliate. I forget for who. They played in Fairbanks. And they always did, like, in the summer, they would do one or two midnight games because it was like completely,
yeah,
it was, you know,
bright outside.
Bright as hell. And he went to a few, like, Alaska Aces games. Oh, also Alaska Aces, East Coast Hockey League. Yep, that makes sense. So yeah, like
East Coast. Went,
yeah. So yeah.
Although there are probably a couple places in Alaska, a couple of islands that have obviously an eastern coast of the island.
Yeah.
So you could make it.
And also technically in the Aleutian Islands,
right?
There, that is the easternmost point in the U.S.
Correct.
Okay,
think about
yeah.
It.
So yeah, they're on the other side of the dateline.
It's across the international dateline.
Good point.
Yeah, that's,
I like that.
See? See?
Technically. Technically correct. The best kind of correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's it for this one. Thank you for your listen and for your support. We appreciate all of your likes and ratings and reviews and subscriptions on the various podcatchers. Keep them coming. We appreciate every single one of them. I know I speak for the rest of the guys when I say have a good one, and we'll catch you next week when our new episode drops on Wednesday. See ya.